Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirvan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Sanhedrin Daf Pei Chet Amud Aleph, looking at the end of the Mishnah of the Zaken Mamre, or at least the first of the Mishnah of the Zaken Mamre, and it described three Batei Din, and we went through all of that in the Mishnah. I'm Rav Kahana. So if Kahana and Rabbi Elazar disagree about under what circumstances, meaning what is the nature of the disagreement, not the range, but the nature where Zaken Mamre would be liable. If each one of them says, this is the tradition that I heard, he can't be killed for that, even if he goes back and teaches and instructs based on his position. Or if both positions, the majority and the rebel, the maverick, are coming from their own understanding, certainly, if he claims tradition, and they claim that their own derivation, it has to be the case where they claim this is the tradition we heard, and he says, nonetheless, I see things differently. Teda, and what's the proof? In Masachet Eduyot, Perek Hey, there is a narrative about Akavi ben Mahalel, who disagreed with the rabbis about four different things. And on his deathbed, he told his son that he should recant the positions on his own, meaning the son should not hold those positions. And the son said, so why didn't you recant those positions? He said, well, I heard them from the Rabbim, and they heard them from the Rabbim. But you heard them from the Yachid and from the Rabbim, therefore you have to rule like the Rabbim. What this means, I believe, is that Akav ben Mahalel disagreed with his colleagues about what was said in the Beit Din. He held four particular positions, and they held on those four positions, they'd heard the opposite. So as far as he was concerned, he heard the Masorah. As far as they're concerned, they heard the Masorah. But his son, who was not a direct witness to any of it, heard the Rabbim say one way, and his father said the other way, so he had to back down. And so that's why Rav Kahana says he was not held guilty as a Zaken Mamre in the opposite. He was held in great esteem, is because he was maintaining that he had heard a tradition. In any case, he's Narag, even if the Maverick says he heard a tradition, and the Rabbim say, we figure differently. Why? And it sounds like Rabbi Elazar is taking the position of Rabbi Shimon the Tana, who says he's Dorish time at a Quran. He says the reason that Zaken Mamre is such an egregious problem is that we do not want to have Machlokot. Machlokot meaning, not disagreements, but disagreements that remain, and therefore chalukot meaning differences in practice. So then why wasn't Akavi killed? Because he never told people to do what he said, he just held the position theoretically. Now, let's see if we can solve this machloket from our Mishnah. Tnan, kachta rashi v'kachta shu chavirai, kach limati v'kach limdu chavirai. So it sounds like he, the Zaken Mamre, is presenting things from the same nature of derivation or information as the others. So my love, isn't it a case even where he says, I heard a tradition, and the rabbim say, we have derived it differently? The answer is, no. Maybe it's only a case where he says, this is what I think, and this is what they heard, which would save Rav Kahana. So Toshma, the Amar Rabbi Yoshia, Shloshadvim Sachli Zaira Mianshe Yerushalayim. He taught me three things. Baal Shemachal Kinuyo Kinuyo Machul. First of all, if a husband forswears his wife regarding Kinui, in the case of Sota, and then later forgives it. He says, you know what, I was overreacting, and I don't really suspect you. Then that's a good Kinui. And if later there are witnesses that she is in seclusion with him, we do not go on the Sota path. The second one is Bensorah Morah Shratzu Aviv Molim Cholo. Let's say Bensorah Morah was in the process, and the parents said, you know what, he's a good boy, we don't want to kill him. Then, Mochlin Lo, we can forgive it. And, V'chazaken Mamre Shratzu Beit Din Lim Cholo Mochlin Lo. That the same thing with the Zaken Mamre, if the Beit Din says, you know what, we don't want to prosecute, they can do so. And now, Shabbati Eitzel Chavirai Shabbadarom, I came to my colleagues in the south, ostensibly Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yud, etc. Hashnaim Hoduli, Val Zakim Amre, Lo Hoduli. They did not agree about Zakim Amre, but they did agree about the other two. Kadesh Lo Yabu Machlokot Bi Yisrael. Because of the reason that we want to make sure there are not Machlokot, which means that the inherent concern about Zaken Mamre is not so much procedure but result. And therefore, since the result will be that we have the Beit Din teaching a mainstream position and then some sort of minority position or held by a solo, that is something we can't tolerate, and it's Yufta. Okay, Tanya Rabbi Yossi, famous piece. Originally, there really weren't a lot of machlokot. Why? You have the Beit Din of 71 in the Azara. We read about them already. And you have another Batei Din all over the country of 23. If somewhere in the city somebody had a question, they go to their Beit Din. If they have a tradition, they tell them. Im lav, we assume also that they do some derivation, but deliberation. But if not, then ba'in lazesh samuch liran, they come to the next city. Im shamu, amru lahem im lav, ba'in lazesh al petach harbayt. They all come to the Beit Din number 3. Im shamu, amru lahem im lav, ba'in lazesh al petach hazara, then they all come to Beit Din number 2. Yomer, and then he presents his position. Kach darashti v'chach tashu chavirai, kach limati v'chach chen limdu chavirai, and this, by the way, just like the Mishnah. Im shamu, amru lahem im lav, elu v'elu ba'in lishkat ha-gazit. They all come into the number 1. With a 71, Shisham Yoshvim Tamid Shal Shachar Tamid Shal Ben Arvayim. We find out now that the Beit Din be in session every day, from the Tamid Shal Shachar until the Tamid in the afternoon. Shabbatot Yom Tovim Yoshvim Bachil, and in Shabbat and Yom Tov they sit out in the ramparts. Rashi says the reason is because so many people will be coming into the Beit Din there wasn't room. Others say that the reason is because that they didn't want it to exactly look like Din on Shabbos. Nishalah She'elah Bifnehem. The question was asked, Im Shamu Amrulahem. And they said, this is the tradition. That's it. And then they make, if not, then they deliberate and they make a minyan. And whatever the majority decides, that's it. And that's the end of the story. Now, parenthetically, he adds, Mishirabu Tamidei Shammai B'Hillel, towards the end of the second Beit HaMikdash period, he had a lot of students of Shammai and Hillel, what we commonly call Beit Shammai B'Hillel, Kadesh Shalosh Mishu Kol Tzarkan. He says they were not diligent enough in their studies. Rabu Machlokot B'Yisrael. Then there were lots and lots of Machlokot. And I say Torah, Kishte Torot, it became like two Torot. Take a look at the sugya at the end of the first paragraph of Yevamot, for instance. All right, now back to what the way it used to be. Misham Kodvin Mishochin B'chol Mekomot. They would send a message throughout the world, the Jewish world. Kol Mishu Chacham, if you have somebody, there's a Chacham, Ushfal Berech, literally low of knee, meaning he's humble. V'dat Ariot Nachayim Menu, and people like him. Yehid Nayan Biro. We'll point him as a Dayan. And then Misham Malino Tol Arbayit. From there, he's promoted, when somebody dies, to the Beit Din number 3 outside of Harbayt, Misham Lazarah, Misham Lishkar HaGazit, ultimately to the Beit Din HaGadol. Shalchum Itam, now parenthetically, they would send a message from Eretz Yisrael. Ezu Ben Olam Haba, Anvitan, Ushval Berach, Shayif Ayo, V'Shayif Nafik, V'Garis Ba'oraita Tadirav, L'machzik Tuvuta L'Nafshe. So they sent the message from Eretz Yisrael, I mean, as if like they were looking for a Dayan, who is a Ben Olam Haba, somebody who's humble, somebody who walks in bent over and leaves bent over, meaning he acts with humility, he studies Torah all the time, and he doesn't claim any greatness for himself. So they all wrote and all looked at Ravula Barabbas and said, you must be the guy. Okay, the end of the Mishnah says, Chazar li Rav Shanas. If he came back to his own city and just taught the way he had originally taught, without instructing anybody, he's patur. Tan Rabbanan, Eno Chayav Ad Sheyaseh Kehorato. He's not Chayav unless he himself acts based on his own Hora'ah, or he instructs others and they do based on what he taught. Meaning, if there's no action as a result of his maverick position, he's not chayab. Now, I understand if he instructs others. Originally, was not chayab mita for saying that. Other people were eating certain things or whatever it might be. And he wasn't chayab. Now he's chayab. But if he does on his own, he's already doing something for which you have mitah for the action itself, besides for the horah. Now this is implicitly adopting Ramir's position that you're only chayav in the case of Zaken Mamre if the horah is something which ultimately really is a death penalty, karet, or what night. So okay, the Gemara picks that up and says, if he instructed about something about karet, mikar la baktolahu, for eating this thing, which really is chaylev, he's not chayav, mitah, Hashbak Tolahu, but for now, doing it based on his own instruction, he's a bar mitah. Ta'echli rechav mitot beitin, but what if he instructed about something about chivu mitot beitin? Karnam Bak Tolahu, he's chayav mitah for just doing it. besides the fact that he gave the instruction. In other words, having relations with his own daughter, if he claims bitomen asuto against Rava is mutter, then he's already chav mita for that, besides for the hora. The answer is mikara by hatra, shalom by hatra. The answer is that without the issue of zakin mamre, just for the act itself, you only chav yav hatra. Here, the hatra you already got when you enter the beitin and were told you're outvoted. So, mesit lo by hatra, maiku. Remember, what are you going to say about a mesit where you don't need hatra? The answer is mikara iamar time amakablin mine. Originally, if this guy would be guilty of, let's say, mesit, then he gave an explanation, said, oh, I didn't know that that was about Azara. I thought differently. Then we'd accept it. Hashta, Yamartama, Lomakalinine. But now if he tries to give an excuse, we don't accept it, because we've already gone through the issue with him. So again, we could find in every possible case a circumstance where you could be exempt from Mitat Beitin for just doing the action, but you're Chayav because you did it based on your own instruction. Okay, the next Mishnah picks up on the issue of Zaken Mamre and points out the Chomei Divrei Sofrim Divrei Torah. This is the exact opposite of an Avi Sheker, as we'll see. But when it comes to Zaken Mamre, things that are Dirabanan are more stringent than things that are Doraita. Why? Ha'omer in Tefillin Kedavar Divrei Torah, if a Zaken comes and says, there is no more Tefillin. You learned it all wrong. There is no Tefillin, then Patur. He's exempt, because there's no Hora'ah there. Chamesh Tatafot Lo Sifal Divrei Sofrim Chayah, but if he says, there sure is Tefillin, but there's five boxes, not four, and he's adding to what the Rabbanan said, then he's Chayah. Now notice they picked an example of adding, not taking away. I'm Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shai, so Rabbi Shai immediately says, Eino chayav ela al davar she'ikaro midivrei Torah, perushom midivrei Sofrim. That's exactly Rabbi Yehuda, as we saw in the previous podcast. Then he adds, v'yesh po lehosif, meaning there's room to add, mosif goreh, and by adding you take away, meaning you destroy the elemental thing. Now where you add something, and now it's extra, but the elemental thing is not touched. V'ein lanu ela tefillin, and the only possible case we come up with is tefillin, and this whole thing is only bit Rabbi Yehuda, by the way, as I mentioned, because according to our mayor, it has to be chayav mitat karet, have to be chayav karet v'chatat. And according to Shimon, it could be anything. Wait a second. You're talking about tefillin, vayikah lulav. Lulav's a perfect parallel with tefillin. Tikor midivrei Torah, v'shor midivrei Sofrim. The Torah says, take kapot tmarim, etc. And exactly what that is and how to take it is midivrei Sofrim. V'yesh po losif, you could add a fifth kind. V'mosif korea. And if you add a fifth kind, you destroy the four. Now the question is that true? That's the catching point is at the end. But lulav ma'isvirulan, what is it that we hold about lulav? In the third parak of Masachat Sukkah, we had this discussion, whether lulav tzarich egon or not, meaning midah oraita is the mitzvah of lulav, not just to take these four kinds, but to have them bound together, the three at least. Isvirulan dulav main tzarich egon, if you think a lulav doesn't need an egon, so you had the four species plus you put a fifth in, the five stand separately, they're not connected to each other. So you have a etrog, a lulav, hadasa, rava, and a walnut. The walnut's separate. The east verland is like eged, if you think it needs eged, so garova omeidhu. This thing was not, you're not hurting the lulav. The lulav was never good enough, because you didn't tie it together yet, until you brought the fifth thing in. Okay, good. Vaika tzitzit, what about tzitzit? Tzitzit certainly is a mitzvah toraita. And yet, the explanation of the four strings, etc., is Drabanan. Masif Gorea, if you add, you take away. So the answer is again, Matzitzit Maisvirulan. What do we hold about Tzitzit? Yisvirulan Kesher Elyon Lav Doraita. We'll see this in Melachot. If you hold the Kesher Elyon, it's Machloka Rishonim, where that means the knot right next to the garment or the knot at the bottom of the string, the last knot in the string. If it's Lav Doraita, you got a bunch of strings in there. Well, the fact that there's an extra string, it's independent. The Isfirulan Kesher Elyon Doraita, but if you hold Kesher Elyon is Doraita, then Garovio made. That means until you tied it, it was nothing. So it's not like adding the fifth string in wrecks it. So Yachit Tfilin Nami. So say the same thing back about Tfilin, and you get end up with nothing. Change your definition means nothing anymore. So Iyavid Arba Abati Va'aiti Achrina Va'anach Gabayo. If you're right, if you brought, made Arba Batim, and you put a fifth and just put it next to it, Havachudikai Va'Havachudikai, they're all separate. But if you made five lechatchila together, then it was never good. If the outer bayit of the tefillin does not see the air, meaning it's tied together, then it's indeed pasul. So theoretically, you could have four batim, and it's kosher, and then you take a fifth and attach it so that it really there's no air in between them, then indeed, it now is posel. So that's the one example that could come up according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, the last piece about Zaken Mamre, Ein Mitinoto Lo Beitin Shebiro. Rekiva's position is that we don't execute him in his local Beitin, where he came to and taught incorrectly. Lo Beitin Shebiyavne, and we don't take him to Yavne, like the biggest Beitin. Alamalino Tolo Beitin Agolosh Rishalayim, we take him to the central Beitin Rishalayim. Umasharminoto Anaregel, we don't kill him right away, we keep him there till the Regel, when everybody's there. Mitino Toberegel, we kill him on the Regel. Shinemar Rechol Amish Movi Ravaloy Zunod. Everybody's got to see it and become afraid and never do such a thing. Divi Rabbi Kiva, that's Rabbi Kiva. You know, Mayor, Ein Manina Tino Shalzeh, we don't delay his execution. Not allowed to delay anyone's execution. El Mitino Tomiad, we kill him right away. Vikotvin Shochin Shluchin Machoma Kamot, Shlom Nechayev Mitam Beitin. And we send out letters to everybody saying this guy was killed because he's a Zaken Mamre. Now, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Mitino Tolo Beitin Shabi Rovlo, Beitin Shabi Avne, El Main Toto Beitin Gosh Vashalayim, Shmato Aragio, Mitino Tobar Regio, Shema Bachalim Shuvi Rav, the Rabbi Kiva. Exactly like the Mishnah. Now, all that this part that really adds is it tells us what Rabbi Yehuda's answer was. Yehuda Bechinamar, Yeruvi Rav, to say they should see in fear? Mar Elavi Shmuvi Rav, they should hear about it in fear. Meaning, Lamma Nino Dino says that why delay his execution? Alamitino Tomiad, we kill him right away. Vechodvim Shochin Machomakom, Yishpomim Tchei Beitin, Mitab Beitin. We send the message out, everybody will hear about it and be afraid, they don't have to see it. There are four people when they're being killed, there have to be an announcement made before they're being killed for two reasons. One is, if anyone knows a schut, they should come. And second of all, and I quoted the psukim on the page, because the Torah says everybody has to know about this and act as a deterrent. Mesit, we dealt with that in the famous censored piece in Daf Mem Gimel. Ben Sora Mora, Zaken Mamre, our case, and Edim Zomim. Now, in Edim Zomim, the pasuk doesn't say kol am, it says anisharim. Why? So not everybody could be an aide. Therefore, there's no reason for, let's say, a woman or an Eved or somebody who just is never going to be a kosher aide, Eved's maybe a bad example, to see this because there never could be an aide zomim. However, when it comes to the other cases, either them themselves they could be or they could be the parent of Ben Sorum or etc. And therefore, everybody has to see it. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll take up the last topic in our parak with Navi HaSheker as the main focus, and the last podcast of this parak, and the next podcast, in the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.